Today, I had to get my makeup done. I call it getting my face painted because I had to do a TV appearance. And when I went to use the facial recognition to get into my bank account, it didn't recognize me. So then I did it again, and it didn't recognize me. My own phone didn't recognize me because I had so much makeup on. I'm like, come on.
You don't usually wear makeup, do you?
I usually wear makeup, but not to this degree. I have the fake eyelashes on today, Steve.
I had no idea. I thought you just naturally you have that glow.
Oh, I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Did you know the cherry blossoms are blooming in D.C.?
Did you know that
they were a gift from a Japanese prime minister.
Yeah.
Is that correct, Steve? Oh,
sometimes, man. Kevin just needs to be, you know.
He just asked me that for no reason.
No. What? I was like, what? What was that?
I looked up and it was on Channel 9 that they were blooming, and I didn't know. And
they've been blooming for a week.
Oh.
But back to facial recognition. I mean, let's face it, we all have to deal with it. I like the biometric sign-in on my phone because then I don't have to put in passwords and all that type of stuff. But it didn't work today because apparently I look better than I normally do.
Different.
Or maybe I look worse. Yeah,
you look different.
I don't know.
So you have a guest. I'm sorry, I don't see the phone line.
Yeah. It's Scott Spiro.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can ask him. He's a cybersecurity expert and co-founder of Sugarshot. What's your question,
Steve? They're going to have, and I'm sure he knows this, that when you go to the grocery store, they're going to read your eyes.
That's why we have them on. Yeah. But Scott, I don't think that's ever going to be legal in Illinois because we have one of the strongest biometric laws on the books, right? Or maybe you're not familiar with that.
It's every state's different. And by the way, maybe you applied your makeup and you looked really, really good. And, you know, maybe your challenge around your facial recognition was worth it today. But, I think we're going to have to see how it goes on a state-by-state basis, because you're right. The laws are different depending on state.
So tell everybody what Sugarshot is. You're the co-founder of Sugarshot. What is it?
I am. And don't let the funny name fool you. We've got a great, fun brand. But Sugarshot is a cybersecurity an IT management firm. So our company provides cybersecurity help and networking and infrastructure support for small and medium-sized businesses across the country and around the world.
So not only is it being used in supermarket chains, especially in New York City, but it's also being used in venues. And I read the story of someone who was pulled out of a concert because they said, hey, we use biometric identity when you walk through. We got a screenshot. You're trouble. You got to go, so to speak. And the person's like, what are you talking about? And didn't something like this happen at Madison Square Garden as well?
Yeah. Well, in the case of Madison Square Garden, the way that it's been reported is that the folks that run Madison Square Garden didn't want some of the attorneys present that are involved in a lawsuit that they're involved in. I'm not sure what the truth is in that, but that's what's been reported.
Okay, so tell me how this works. I walk into a grocery store, I walk into a concert, I walk into any business, and my face is being recognized, and you're what? Then does it run through a database of whether you've committed a crime? How quickly does this technology work? I've got so many questions.
Well, you've got most of it correct. It's an enhanced security layer where, as folks are going into a venue, facial recognition technology is used to identify and track, potential criminals, making it easier for law enforcement to apprehend suspects and maintain safety for the audience. So that's what's going on there. But there's also a lot of. There's some real positives in the technology as well. There's some negatives and challenges, but there are some other positives too.
And that is the negative, because we're relying on artificial intelligence to go through that database and decide that we are a criminal or we've done something bad. And that is an immediate alert to the security on staff, and they can come and ask you to leave?
Yeah. Absolutely. But I want to point out that this technology has been around for a while now. Las Vegas casinos, as an example, have been using this for a long time. You'll see signs around the casino saying something to the effect of by entering the casino, you are agreeing to having your face scanned and your biometric data scanned for security purposes. And I don't think most people think too much about it.
Yeah, we probably don't until there's a mistake or something like that. And I mean, I'm all for safety. I don't like going to a big concert where there's 30, 40,000 people and not know that I'm safe. I appreciate that. Right. But I just feel like there's so much room for error when it comes to this. And like you said, it could be used because somebody doesn't want attorneys there, or maybe somebody doesn't want black folks there, or they're like, no Native Americans today. And so the computer doesn't know that it's evil to discriminate. So whoever's...
No, the computer doesn't know all zeros and ones to the computer. So you're right. There's some potential for, probably some potential for abuse, right? Governments, other entities may use facial recognition. Maybe to target political opponents or activists or minority groups, which, you know, could lead to maybe an erosion of our civil liberties. That's a concern. There's privacy concerns because the widespread use of facial recognition technology could lead to intrusive surveillance, perhaps, or that could potentially violate our individual privacy. So, and unauthorized tracking of our movements, which has been, it also has been around for a while, right? That's been a concern, whether Apple or Google or any of these companies know where we are.
And they do.
At any given time.
And they do.
And they do.
And they do.
And they do. So, I mentioned that only by means of stating that I don't think that this is a new scenario, but I think because of what's happened recently in the case of Madison Square Garden, it's coming to light, and it's sparking more discussion, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. Would you be willing to come back and discuss it with us some more?
Absolutely.
Because I know that you are so deep into this, and you know so much more than we do, and unfortunately you caught us at the end of the show, and we've got another guest coming up, but man, if we could get you back on sometime this week to talk about it, I would really appreciate it, because you said there's pros to it, and I understand some of them.
There are.
But emotionally, we only... you know, feel like, oh, this is not good at all. So this is Scott Spiro. Right. He is with a company called Sugarshot, and he's a cybersecurity expert. So he's coming back on. We'll get him back on. Send me your questions now, and we'll ask him on your behalf when we get him back on.